Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 257 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. We're going to talk a lot of track and field tonight. We're going to preview the Drake Relays with one athlete from each of the four Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial track teams. I'm also going to have a special guest on at the end of the podcast to discuss her memories of running at the Drake Relays more than four decades ago. It's going to be a busy three next days as the four Ankeny and Centennial teams combine to qualify in 17 relays, and we'll also have 20 athletes competing in a total of 26 individual events. All right, well, my first guest tonight is a junior distance runner on the Centennial Girls Squad, and she's qualified for the relays in three events. She'll be running the 3,000 on Thursday night, and then she'll be back on the Blue Oval on Saturday for the 4x800 relay and the 1,500. She's Annika Moorhauser. Annika, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, hey, what a beautiful night tonight. You'll be running about the same time tomorrow night. It's too bad you couldn't run the night, huh?
I know, yeah.
Well, the first thing I want to ask you about is your old teammate, Rondi Quas, who is now a freshman at Tennessee. You spent much of the previous 2 years training with Rondi, and I'm sure that played a pretty significant role in the success that you've had. You know, was it an adjustment for you last fall during cross-country season, you know, not to have Rondi around to train with?
Yeah, it was definitely hard at first because she was a great leader on our team. But I definitely fit into the role and helped my team, like, have a good season.
Have you tried to take over some of those leadership responsibilities?
Yes, I have.
Well, I know you placed 9th in the 3,000 at last year's Class 4A state meet, and you took 4th in that event at the Jim Duncan Invitational earlier this month, so you do have some experience running at Drake Stadium, but I believe this will be your first appearance actually running at the relays, won't it?
Yes, I will.
Well, I bet you're pretty excited.
I am, yeah.
Well, two of your events will be held on Saturday, which traditionally has a sellout crowd. You know, are you pretty excited to run in front of that many people?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Well, let's break down your races a little bit. You are seated 12th in the 3,000 with a time of 19.36, which you ran on the same track 11 days ago. You're seated 18th in the 1,500 with a time of 4:49.20. You ran that time at the Craig Oldham Invite at Johnston on April 9th. You know, so what are your goals for the two races?
I definitely just want to have fun and, like, take in the experience. There's, like, a lot of good opportunities just, like, running with such a fast group.
Well, you are seated higher in the 3,000. Of course, last fall, you also placed 9th in the state cross-country meet, which is contested at the 5K distance. So do you feel like you're stronger at the longer distance? You know, do you get better the farther you run?
Yes, I think so.
So I guess you're not going to be running 100 anytime soon, huh?
No.
Well, Eddie Dornkamp of Valley is the top qualifier in both of those races. She's run about 11 seconds faster than anybody else in the 3,000 and about 6 seconds faster than anyone in the 1,500. She's also won two of the last three state cross-country titles. You know, can you see anybody pushing her this week, or do you kind of feel like everybody else is running for second place?
I feel like people are mostly running for second place, but Marissa Farabee has been looking really strong, too.
Well, when Eddie runs those races where she just goes out to a big lead, you just kind of have to let her go do her thing and just run your own race?
Yeah.
Let's talk about your relay team now. You guys are seated 12th in the 4x800. Your team ran a time of 9:37.05 at the Johnston meet 2 weeks ago, and you were joined on the relay that day by Bella Hodges, Julia Flick, and Kylie Patterson. Now, do you think that'll be the same lineup on Saturday?
Yes, it will.
All right. Well, Julia and Bella both ran on the 13th place, a 4x8 team at the relays 2 years ago, you know, so I'm sure they're excited to have another opportunity to run in the meet. You know, what's the team's goal for that race?
I think that we just want to all try to PR and have fun, do our best.
What do you think, if you guys put it all together that day, that you could maybe run under 9:30?
I think so, yeah. That'd be a good goal.
Well, do you have a goal for yourself? You know, what kind of a split you'd like to run?
I definitely just would want a PR, maybe like 2:23.
And what is your PR?
2:25.
Oh, okay. Well, Pleasant Valley is the top qualifier in the race with a time of 9:20.17, but Johnston and Valley have both run within a second or two of that time. You know, it should be a heck of a race. You know, do you think Pleasant Valley is the team to beat, though?
Yes, I think so.
Well, you're going to have nearly 6 hours between your races on Saturday. After you run in the 4x8 at about 10:45 a.m., you won't compete in the 1,500 until 4:34 in the afternoon. You know, how do you spend all that time? Will you just sit in the stands and watch some of the other races, or will you go somewhere and try to get some rest or maybe get something to eat?
I think I'll kind of do all three, really. I love watching track meets. It's just my favorite part, but also just spending time with my friends and just trying to take in the moment.
Well, I hope we get some good weather. I know Friday is supposed to get some rain, so I hope hope the weather cooperates. But well, your team will be running in three other relays, and you have three other teammates who have qualified in some individual events. Freshman Anna Woods has qualified in both the 100 hurdles and the high jump, and she's one of the top qualifiers in the high jump, along with Ankeny's Reagan Hanfeld. You know, I guess you probably won't be able to see much of the high jump, though, because, you know, you're going to be preparing for the 3,000 on Thursday afternoon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what other races are you maybe looking forward to watching a little bit this week?
I'm excited to watch our 4x2. One of my 4x8 like teammates, Julia, is on that, so I'm excited to watch her race. And also the shuttle hurdle team has been looking really strong this year.
Yeah, Julia's pretty versatile. She can run about any distance, can't she?
Yeah, she can. Yeah.
Well, hey, Annika, thanks a lot for coming in. I'd appreciate it. Good luck this week at Drake. I'll see you down there.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, well, my next guest is a senior sprinter on the Ankeny girls team, and she'll be competing in at least one relay at the Drake Relays this week. She is Morgan Johnson. Morgan, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I know you told me earlier in the week that you'd be running in the 4x400 relay for sure. The prelims in that event will be held on Friday night. Ankeny is seated ninth in that relay with a time of 4:02.55, which you ran at the Jim Duncan Invitational on the same track on April 13th. Sophie Leffler, Lillian Buckley, and Allie Mackey joined you on the relay that day. But I know Allie and Sophie are planning to spend part of this weekend in Bettendorf with the Ankeny girls soccer team. So will you guys be running a different lineup on Friday then?
Yeah, we're going to have two freshmen and a sophomore and then me.
Oh, okay. Well, Allie and Sophie, of course, are obviously two of the team's top 400 runners. They joined you on the relay team at state last year that placed sixth and broke a school record that has stood for 42 years by posting a time of 3:54.26. So does that change your goals for this race a little bit?
Not really, because we have so many good 400 runners that even with Sophie and Allie gone, we still can win, and that's still our goal.
Well, last year you guys were in the same situation at Drake, and you anchored the team to a ninth place finish in 4:00.56. Lillian Smith and Carson Jacks were also on that team. So do you feel like if you guys, you know, put it all together, that maybe you could run a sub-4-minute time?
I think we can run well below 4 minutes, and our lineup we have right now is really good, and I'm really excited.
Well, Pleasant Valley is the top qualifier in the relay with a time of 3:58.49, and the Spartans have run almost a full second faster than Dubuque Hempstead. So do you feel like PV will be the team to beat in that race?
I think there's a lot of good competition in that race, but I think we're just as good equally, and we have a really good shot of winning.
Well, it looks like there's a 70% chance of rain on Friday. If you guys have to run in the rain, does that make it a little more difficult to complete your handoffs?
I mean, a little bit, but I don't think it'll be a problem for us.
We told me earlier that you might be running in the 4x200 and sprint medley relays as well, which are also slated for Friday. So has that been determined yet? Will you be running in those races too?
Yeah, I'll be in the sprint med, 4x2, and 4x4.
Okay. Well, you guys are seated 12th in the 4x2 and 13th in the sprint medley relay. Two of your CIML rivals, Waukee Northwest and Johnson, are the top qualifiers in those events. So what are your goals for those races?
Just to go out, compete, have fun, and win.
Well, it's going to make for an awfully long day for you if you compete in all three of those races. The sprint medley relay is at 9:45, the 4x2 is at 12:48, and then you have about 7.5 hours before the 4x4 prelims. So how are you going to deal with all that time between races?
I'll probably take a nap, go get something to eat. That's pretty much it. Just hang out.
Well, your team is qualified in three other relays, and you also have five athletes who will be competing in seven individual events, including Jayla Williams and Drew Beeson, who both qualified in a pair of events. Your team's best chance to win an event may be the high jump, where Reagan Hanfeld is the state leader in that event. You know, I'm sure you're anxious to see what this team can do at the state meet next month, you know, when you're going to have your full lineup available. I know Reagan told me for the prep of the week this week that the team's motto is unfinished business. You know, do you think this is a team that could contend for a state title?
I think we're right there to win a state title. Our team is really diverse, and we have an amazing depth this year in all aspects, and I think we have a really good shot.
Well, I know a few of the girls are looking to plan or planning on competing in college. Have you made that decision yet, or if you're going to run somewhere?
I'm not planning on running in college, or at this moment. I've pretty much decided to not run.
Do you know where you're going to go to school yet?
Iowa State.
Oh, okay. What are you going to study up there?
Psychology.
Oh, okay. My son graduated from Iowa State in psychology a few years ago. So that's a good choice, I think. Well, hey, Morgan, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast, and MJ is the title sponsor for Ankeny Fanatic as well. We appreciate their support. We host the podcast here at their office in the Standard Building on the north side every week. And we have a nice situation, nice setup here, and it's kind of convenient for my first two guests tonight. As Annika said, she was having a team dinner here just down the street, And Morgan said she doesn't live too far from here, so it was kind of conveniently located for them, but I wanted to give a plug to MJ Properties. All right, well, my next guest is a senior sprinter on the Ankeny boys team, and he has signed a letter of intent to compete at Kansas next year. He will be competing in a pair of events at the relays this week. He is Jack Belding. Jack, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You bet. Well, you'll be running in the 400 on Friday afternoon at 5:44. You placed fourth in that event in last year's relays, but then went on to win the Class 4A state title in 47.94 seconds, which equaled the 17th fastest time in state history. I know you'll be running against the talented field, and we'll talk about some of those competitors here in a minute. You know, but do you feel like you've got a good shot to win it?
I'm feeling pretty excited for this race. I know that there is going to be a lot of tough competition, but I think the biggest thing for me is just kind of lay it all out there and just kind of have fun with it. Not too worried about times, and I know that the weather is going to be great, so I'm just going to try to really just give it all I got.
All right. I know you've done that before at a state last year. Well, you ran a season best time of 48.66 at the Iowa State Indoor Meet on March 7th, which currently ranks fourth in the state. You know, let's talk about some of the guys you'll be running against. Braden Zondervan of Carlisle is the top qualifier in the 400, and he ripped off a 47.75 time at the Jim Duncan Invite, you know, on that same track a couple weeks ago. You know, what did you think when he ran that time? Did you even know anything about him?
Yeah, I've seen him running a lot this year. He's definitely really talented and he's really came on this year, and I would say that he's probably the toughest competition that I see so far.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know, that was pretty cool to watch.
Well, there's a lot of other guys in the race. Rice Reynolds of Mount Air is the defending champion, and he's a Stanford recruit. He finished just behind you at the Iowa State meet in 48.76. And I know he doesn't have the best time this year, but do you still feel like maybe, you know, he's the guy to beat because he is the defending champ?
Yeah, I would say that he definitely is going to be one of the guys to beat. But I would say that there's going to be a lot of those guys this year, which is pretty cool, I think.
One other one is your teammate, Logan Fairchild. He's also one of the top qualifiers. He posted a time of 48.43 at the South Dakota State Indoor Meet on March 23rd. Now, Logan transferred to Ankeny from Winterset after last season, and he's been a huge addition to your squad. He was part of your 4x200 relay that set an all-time Iowa best of 126.12 at the Duncan Invite. You know, so he's certainly going to be a threat in the 400 as well. You know, now track is a unique sport where you might have to run side by side against your teammate in some races. And, you know, I'm sure the goal for both of you is to win the 400. So you just have to try to treat Logan like any other competitor?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I guess no matter what, if Ankeny jersey crosses that finish line first, I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah, you guys want to go 1-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like there's a 70% chance of rain on Friday. You know, if you have to run on a wet track, you know, would that bother you, or do you just figure that everybody else, you know, has to run in those same conditions?
I mean, for sure it would bother me, but like you said, everybody else has to deal with it. So it all puts everyone at a disadvantage. So just kind of got to deal with it and kind of accept it.
Well, Logan is also one of the top qualifiers in the 100, and you have another teammate, Tyler Sickerson, who owns the fastest time in the 100 at 10.42, which he ran at Waukee on Thursday, and that was the number 3 clocking all time in Iowa. You know, do you think having Logan on the squad has pushed both you and Tyler to become even better this year?
For sure, yeah. I would say that it's just having Logan and then Tyler to run against has personally pushed me a lot, especially in those faster races and in the 4. But overall, we definitely bounce off each other a lot, and it has a lot of competition, even in practice and everything. So all been working really hard this year.
Well, I know you're also planning to run in the 4x100 relay on Saturday, and that's an event where Ankeny posted the state's fastest time of 41.76 at the Urbandale meet on April 9th. Now, you weren't part of the relay that day, but your teammates went out and broke the school record. You know, so I'm assuming Tyler and Logan will also be in that race, and then is Devin Akers going to be the fourth guy?
Yeah, so since I messaged you, we've had a couple changes in our plan. So I believe that instead of me, we're going to have Kid and Yankees run that.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be Devin, Tyler, Logan too. And I'm going to be in the distance man now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, of course, Akers and Sickerson both ran the 4x1 that placed fourth at last year's relays. And, you know, I know the handoffs are so critical in that race because the margin for error is so slim. But, you know, just in terms of pure speed with the guys that you have in that race, I mean, you have to feel pretty good about their chances.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I would say that I'm expecting a good time out of those guys. I think everybody thinks that they got a lot to do.
Well, of course, last year you ran the winning 4x4 relay at the Drake Relays, and that was Ankeny's first relay crown at Drake since 2004. But this year you guys didn't qualify in that event. You know, are you a little disappointed that you guys won't have a chance to defend your title?
Yeah, but given the circumstances, I'm not too mad about it. We were planning on qualifying this last Thursday, but we had some complications and just decided to be best to try to stay healthy and planning on attacking that state. So,
well, your team has qualified in three other relays. You mentioned the distance medley, and you have seven athletes competing in a total of nine individual events. You know, other than the events we already talked about, distance runner Ethan Zuber can also make a lot of noise. He's one of the top qualifiers in both the mile and the 2 mile. And Ankeny is the top qualifier in both the 4x2 and the distance medley, which you mentioned you're going to be running in. You know, this should be a pretty fun weekend for all you guys, shouldn't it?
For sure, yeah. Going back to Ethan, I'm really excited to watch him run this weekend against a lot of competition. He's been a really great member of our team this year. And just overall, I'll say it's going to be a lot of fun for all of us, no matter like really what happens. So,
who else will be running in that distance medley then?
It's going to be going, I think it's going to be Devin Akers to Sam Sandig to me to Ethan Zuber.
Well, that's a pretty stacked lineup.
Yeah.
You got to feel pretty good about your chances in that race.
I would say, yeah, we feel pretty good about it. We know there's going to be tough competition, but as long as we like do our job, I think we got it. So,
well, I haven't analyzed that race too much yet, but like I said, you guys are the top qualifier. If you get the stick to Ethan in first, you got to feel pretty good that he's going to bring it home, huh?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, hey, Jack, good luck this week. I'm looking forward to it, and I'll see you down there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. All right, well, my next guest is a senior sprinter on the Centennial Boys Squad, and he'll be competing in at least one of the relays this week. He is also a talented football player who's committed to play that sport at Simpson College next year. He is Lawson Lankford. Lawson, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm excited to be here.
I'll bet. Well, hey, I know you told me earlier in the week that you'll be running in the 4x100 relay on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You guys will be running in lane 3 of the 10th of the 12 preliminary heats in that event. Your team currently ranks 9th in the state with a time of 42.75 seconds. You ran that at the Waukee meet on Thursday. Now, you were joined on the relay that last week by Elijah Porter, Connor Welsh, and Braden Jackson. But I know you have two other guys listed on the entry sheet, mm-hmm. Max Snyder and Noah Ross. So who's actually going to be running in the relay?
So, yeah, it's going to be Elijah. He's going to give to Connor, then to me, then to Max. That's the squad we've been kind of rolling with since last year. I think we got good stick work, so I think we're just going to stick with that squad.
Well, the 4x1, of course, is such a technical race. You know, you just don't have much margin for error, so you definitely have to have those clean handoffs. Have you guys been working a lot on those handoffs this
week?
Yeah,
so we've been working, like, stretching more, giving more steps because we don't want the time to slow down. You know, we've had safe handoffs all year, so I think to get to that next level, we're kind of going to stretch the handoffs a little bit, so that's what we've been working on.
Well, you were part of the 4x1 relay that placed 10th at last year's relay, so you guys just missed qualifying for the final. Mm-hmm. So I imagine the goal for you guys is to get into the final, you know, which will be held later in the day. And if you can do that, you know, then once you're in that final, you really have nothing to lose, do you?
Right, yeah, for sure. That's definitely our goal.
Well, the top qualifier in the 4x1 is your crosstown rival at Ankeny. The Hawks have ran 41.76 this year. And I was just talking to Jack Belding on the podcast, and he had thought he was going to run in the 4x1, but now they've kind of changed their plan, so he's not running it now, but they still got quite a lineup there. Mm-hmm. So you kind of figure they're the team to beat?
Yeah, for sure. We look at them as the top dogs, and you know we're trying to come for them. So.
Well, you told me earlier in the week that you guys were having a runoff in the 4x2 relay at the Jaguar Invitational last night to determine your lineup for Drake in that event. Yeah. And I see that you ran on the second-place team last night behind a different Centennial team.
Right.
So who's going to run that race
now? So, yeah, we just did people will run the second leg and then the anchor, so the fair legs. And I think the squad's going to be Robbie McGee to Braden Jackson to Elijah Porter to Connor Welch. So I think that's going to be the squad.
Okay. Well, in that event, Centennial has the third fastest time in the state at 128.30. Mm-hmm. You guys ran that at the Jim Duncan invite mm-hmm. on the same track, you know, back on April 13th.
Yep.
You were part of the relay that mm-hmm. day. And, of course, Ankeny ran the all-time Iowa best that day at 126.12. So you got to figure they're probably the favorites in there, too, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I know in that race, too, your team's going to be running right next to the Hawks in lanes 3 and 4. Do you think that kind of gives your squad a little bit of an advantage? Because you're going to be able to see them, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think they'll be able to push us. Obviously, they're faster than us in that event as of right now. So I think they'll be able to push us, push our guys if we can see them ahead of us.
Well, your team is also qualified in the 4x8 relay, and you have four athletes who have also qualified in some individual events. Mm-hmm. Porter and Welsh will be running in the open 100. Yeah. Kel Woods is in the 110 hurdles, mm-hmm. and J.J. Morgan's in the long jump. J.J. might have the best chance to earn a medal among those individual qualifiers because mm-hmm. he's seated fifth.
Yeah.
He's jumped 22.6. Now, is that an event that you've ever tried, the long jump?
No, I've always been the one to try all the events. I tried even some hurdles recently, but Smith wasn't a big fan of that. But no, I have not tried the long jump, but I'd be interested. Wouldn't mind it.
Well, you guys certainly have a lot of different sprinters that you've, mm-hmm. you know, you've kind of interchanged in a lot of these different lineups this year. I mean, that's kind of nice to have that wealth of talent, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely not what we had last year. We got some depth this year, a lot of athletes that can run like different events and stuff like that. So it's good.
Well, Lawson, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you a football question. You know, mm-hmm. I've got some buddies who are planning to go out and watch the NFL draft that begins tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Are you a big NFL fan? Or will you be watching the draft?
Yeah, also? I'm a big Broncos fan, so I'll be watching. Hopefully we can get a quarterback in and someone better than what we have now. And we just got Zach Wilson from the Jets. I'm not too happy with that, so.
Were you pretty happy when Randy Moss went to the Broncos?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was a big pickup for us. I'm excited. Hopefully he can make an impact here soon.
For sure. Well, hey, Lawson, good luck down at Drake this week. I'll see you down there.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right. Well, my final guest tonight is a special guest who just happened to be in town. I thought it'd be fun to have her on the podcast to talk about her experiences of running at the Drake Relays. She is Robin Hagen. Robin, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, for those of you from Ankeny who went to high school with the two of us, you probably remember her as Robin Shaw. She was a great runner back in the day. She was part of Ankeny State Championship team in 1981, and she's got a lot of memories that we could certainly talk about. And we'll talk about one of her bitter memories first here, because when she ran the Drake Relays her senior year, she actually dropped the baton. So what was that story? What happened there?
We're going to go right there. basically, yeah, I was the second runner, so my leadoff runner went to hand off to me, and I went to ran around the curve and went to cut in and just bashed into someone else, I guess, and the baton flew, and I waited and went and picked it up when I should, but it was too late, like, for us to gain any lead back. So yeah, not a good memory.
Well, I've seen that happen in a bunch of races over the years. I mean, that certainly can happen where runners brush up against each other, yep. and you're not expecting it. I mean, you're running along,
right.
and I mean, that can happen. So
yep. Yep.
Is that the only time it ever happened to you, though?
That was the only time it happened to me. Yep.
Yeah.
So, not
well,
fun.
You certainly had a lot of great memories. You're part of the state champion 4x4 team, and I know you guys went undefeated that one year. I mean, those are certainly some great memories.
Yeah, they were. And that was the year, my junior year, we were at the Drake Relays, and more of a success story. We ended up winning that year and broke a Drake Relays record for our 4x4. So that was a great, great moment. A lot of fun.
Well, I remember back in those days, they didn't have that many events for girls. Do you remember how many they had?
I think I'm trying to think if they had a hurdle race and 4x4, but no, not very many. Yeah.
Because now they have, it's not quite the full lineup of events that they have for the high schools, you know, during a normal meet, but they have, I bet they have over 10 now.
Which is great. Yeah. It was kind of an elite thing to do at the, you know, back in the day. And I was honored to be a part of that. It was great experience. So fun running with those college runners and having that experience of being there with them. I remember Herschel Walker was at my meet at the Drake Relays when I ran, I think it was my junior or senior year. And that was cool, you know, watching him race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so fun.
Well, I know the Relays have had, you know, sellouts on the Saturdays for I don't know how many years in a row. When you ran there, I mean, was it pretty much a sellout crowd?
It was. It was always packed. Yep. On those Saturday days, it was always packed in the nighttime races. But so fun to run, you know, in a packed stadium. That doesn't really happen for track kids that often.
For
so
sure.
So it's a great experience. Yeah.
Well, track has become a big part of your life since then. You went on to do some coaching. I know you're retired now, but you coached for many years down in Arizona. You won a couple state championships, didn't you?
Yeah, we were actually 5 cross-country championships and 2 track. So, yeah, I coach boys and girls both together. We coach our kids together and run them together in groups. So, yeah, we've had a lot of success. It's been a great program.
Well, I'm sure you learned a lot of life lessons, you know, running track that you probably tried to pass along to those runners. What are some of the things that, you know, maybe you experienced that you tried to pass along?
For sure. So the biggest thing is that high school isn't the rest of your life. It's not, I mean, it's important right now, but there's a lot of things that are more important than your track experience. I always tell the kids that the races were great, practices were, but I loved meet days, just hanging out, just having those friends, and those are the great memories that you can have for lifelong. The races kind of come and go, but your friendships that you develop during those years are everlasting, and that's really cool. So yeah, and our the biggest thing that I try to talk to our kids about is just developing the culture that we have and the friendships and the. I like coaching because it not only do we have the day-to-day interaction with those kids? But it's so fun when you are, when the kids graduate after those 4 years and they go onto college or get married and you get invited to their college graduation or their first baby shower and their weddings, and that's the stuff that matters. That's what's really cool, those relationships.
Well, I know when you first joined Ankeny's team as a freshman, you had the opportunity to run with your sister.
I did.
I know that was a big thing for you because you wanted to beat her, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was super competitive, and that was the goal of mine. But it was kind of that bittersweet goal where the day I did pass her up, and you know, she was my biggest cheerleader and always encouraging me. But yeah, it was that year. During cross was the first year that Ankeny had cross country. Was my freshman year, and I was the only freshman on that team, and they were they had to bring a van over to Parkview to get me every day. Mm-hmm. And to Conyers had the same situation with softball, so we would wait every day for our vans to come and get us, and all of a sudden and back in the day they would send either an assistant coach that started out being that way, and then finally it was like the seniors would actually come and get us.
Oh, okay.
And so finally the van never showed up one day, and it was my sister's fault. She's like, oh, she'll make her start running to the high school. So not nice, but yeah, one of those things that they thought was funny. But yeah, it was a great experience. So much fun.
Now, when you ran cross country, I know Greg Butts told me a funny story one time. I don't know if I ever passed this along to you, but he said they dropped the guys off out at Sailorville, and he's like, I'm not running back into town. So he went over to somebody's house and like drank a beer and then had his buddy bring him back town.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened. Well, this is, we got dropped off after a meet by John Deere one time because our coach was mad at us for the way we were performed, and ended up getting dropped off and had to run back to the high school with our bags in hand. So yeah, we've got some stories for sure.
Well, I know you were primarily a runner when you were at Ankeny. When you got into coaching, did you have to learn about some of those events, like the throwing events that
I'm sure
you probably never had done, right?
Yeah, I did. I was the head coach, so it was really important for me to get to know everyone and what everyone was doing at all times during practices and meets. So I did make it a point to go and be a part of what they were doing, throws and pole vault and all the jumps. So yeah, it's what makes track and field fun, all the different events.
When it was just a couple years ago that you gave up the coaching, so have you missed it?
I have. I miss the relationships. I miss the kids a lot. It was a lot of work, but I loved it. I loved every minute of it. But yeah, I definitely need to find something else to do that's related to that. I've been doing some interim training with some kids who are going from high school to college and or they're home on break. So I'll do some training with them just to keep them rolling. But yeah, I do miss it.
Well, hey, before I let you go, Robin, I know you'll be coming back this fall for your annual bike ride. If you want to give a plug to that to our listeners, you can certainly do that.
I would love to. So we do, my sister passed away from severe aplastic anemia, Kim Shaw. And so we do an annual bike ride called Ride On for Kim every year in September. And this year it will be September 14th. And we just do this bike ride to have fun, basically celebrate her life and just get together and honor her that day. So it's September 14th. So we would love to see anyone and everyone out there. It'd be fun to have everyone get together.
And there's a Facebook page.
A Facebook page. Yep. Facebook page. It's rideonforkim.org. So you can get on there or friend me on Facebook and I'll let you know the details.
Well, I can attest to the fact that this is a fun ride. I've done it several years. I didn't have to miss last year, but I'm going to be there this year. It's a lot of fun. I can guarantee if you sign up, you'll have a lot of fun.
It is fun. And the thing about the ride too, Dan, is that we want to encourage all riders. It's not really about, it's not a race. It's not about the mileage of the bike ride. You can do as little or as much as you want to do that day. So it's more about just getting together and being a part of our little family there. So.
Oh, for sure. And the route they take is usually from like the Yankee Clipper up to Woodward and back, but a lot of people don't even do the
right
whole thing.
So. Or we start, we've been starting at Slater, kind of cutting that back at the Nighthawk and then going to Woodward and then back. So that we've had a little bit more better luck with that as far as riders go. So it's a little bit easier, not quite as challenging when we drop that last route.
Yep, well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. So, hey, Robin, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
You bet.
My pleasure.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had four members of the various track teams from Ankeny and Centennial. We had Annika Moorhauser, Morgan Johnson, Jack Belding, and Lawson Langford. I appreciate the time from all of those athletes, as well as my friend Robin Shaw Hagen, who stopped by in between her visits to her family. Appreciate her time as well. Enjoyed reminiscing with her with some of her memories of running at Drake and being a member of the Ankeny Girls track team many years ago, back when we were both in high school. So come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I think we'll probably be focusing the next week on a preview of the Ankeny versus Centennial soccer games, which are coming up on May 3rd.